Tensions in the Persian Gulf are continuing to rise after last weekend's attack on Saudi oil installations, which reduced global oil supplies by 6%. America has blamed the attack on Iran and is sending extra forces to the region. Iran has denied responsibility, and this morning, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani denounced the presence of foreign troops in the Gulf, while the commander of Iran's navy said it would give a crushing reaction to any attack. So, can peace be maintained in this strategically vital region? Mana Mostatabi is communications director at the Washington, D.C. based National Iranian American Council, a not-for-profit lobby group which advocates strongly for the Iran nuclear deal. Mana, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Iran and the United States both say they don't want conflict, but the rhetoric is escalating. It is a dangerous situation.
It certainly is. And if this rhetoric isn't ratcheted down, we are very close to, as they say, a war of choice. That said, you know, during this military parade today, Rouhani also said that Iran would be presenting a new peace initiative at the UN General Assembly in the coming days. This is coming after the fact that for a second it looked like the United States wouldn't actually grant Rouhani and his team the visas they needed to attend the General Assembly. So at least there's movement on that front. But really, there's been two big developments since these Saudi oil facilities were attacked. The sending of more troops into the region, as well as new sanctions on the Central Bank of Iran for its alleged role in the attacks on the Saudi oil facilities. And it's worth noting that these sanctions specifically impact humanitarian trade. And so if the Trump administration really continues to want to double down on this failed maximum pressure campaign, they are also kind of taking the Iranian people down with them. The CBI, the Central Bank of Iran, was playing a major role in existing humanitarian trade with Iran, and prior to this designation, it actually had exemptions carved out. Now, you know, this new designation contains no similar exemption, so once again, the Iranian people are continuing to suffer due to the Trump administration's failed Iran policy. But it's worth noting that none of this is happening in a vacuum. None of this is new. This did not all happen and erupt in the last 2 weeks. We've gotten here slowly and incrementally, beginning from the day that the U.S. Abrogated the Iran nuclear deal, imposed its max pressure campaign, and more broadly, you know, there is a congressional mandate for the United States to stop supporting the Saudi-led war in Yemen. So there are options here. There is a path for the United States to take to sort of reel back these tensions. But the Trump administration needs to take down its rhetoric. It needs to halt its locked and loaded language. It needs to make sure that it's not conceding U.S. foreign policy to the Saudis. And any investigation or proof needs to be conclusively come to before Iran is held as the accountable party for the attacks that have happened.
Yeah, but sorry to cut across your mind, but just, I mean, Iran has denied being responsible for the attacks, but the attack has been claimed by Houthi rebel forces in Yemen, which are armed and backed by Iran. So either directly or through its proxies, it is responsible, surely.
Well, so then we have this equivalency argument. So if we want to hold Iran directly accountable, if only because they back the Houthis, then we need to also be holding the United States directly accountable for the arms sales that it makes to Saudi Arabia and for Saudi Arabia's major role in the region. So there needs to be a little bit of consistency in how we want to assign blame. But assigning blame at this point is not going to help us get anywhere. We need a full third-party transparent investigation into this. And the U.S. has been very quick to claim that this is Iran. And the Saudis, they have displayed some debris that they said was Iranian-made weapons, but they have not yet released their full findings. And it actually seems that the Saudis are exercising a little bit more restraint because they know any fallout is going to happen on their soil. The U.S. is not going to see any attacks on its soil, but the Saudis and the UAE and the region there will be embroiled if the U.S. continues its max pressure failed Iran policies.
Okay, Mana Mostatabi, we better leave it there, but thank you for joining us. That's Mana Mostatabi of the National Iranian American Council joining us from Washington.